International experts are warning that continued fighting in Ukraine is likely to cause major food shortages for large populations in Europe, Africa, and Asia. Russia continues to push its military campaign across Ukraine after invading the country on February 24th. Ukraine has been called the breadbasket of the world because it is the world's fifth largest wheat exporter. But Ukraine's farming system has been disrupted as millions of people fight, flee, or struggle to stay alive. Ports have been closed, preventing wheat and other important products from being exported worldwide. Wheat is widely used internationally to make into bread, noodles, and animal feed. There are also worries that Russia could have its grain exports reduced by economic restrictions placed on Russia's government by the West. Russia is another major food provider. While there have not yet been worldwide disruptions to wheat supplies, prices have risen 55% since a week before the invasion. Arno Petit directs the International Grains Council. He told the Associated Press that if the war continues for an extended period, nations that depend on wheat exports from Ukraine could face shortages starting in July. Such shortages could create food insecurity and push more people into poverty in places like Egypt and Lebanon. Many people in those countries depend on government-supported bread programs. Egypt is the world's largest wheat importer. Ahmed Salah, a 47-year-old father of seven in Cairo, told the AP that shortages always bring higher food prices. That, he said, could have catastrophic effects on the majority of Egyptians. Anna Nagurny is an expert on supply chains and economics at the University of Massachusetts Amherst. She told the AP that wheat, corn, oils, barley, and flour are extremely important to food security, especially in poorer parts of the world. With Ukrainian men being called on to fight, Nagurny asked, "Who's going to be doing the harvesting? Who'd be doing the transportation?" Syria, which is still involved in conflict, recently announced it would cut spending and take steps to ration some foods. In nearby Lebanon, officials are seeking to make up for a predicted wheat shortage since Ukraine provides 60% of its supply. Wandel Solobo is chief economist for the Agriculture Business Chamber of South Africa. He said African countries imported agricultural products worth $4 billion from Russia in 2020. He said about 90% of those imports were wheat. In Nigeria, flour producers believe a shortage of wheat supplies from Russia would affect the price of bread, a common food in Africa's most populous country. "All of us need to look elsewhere in the future," said Topwe Ogung. He is with Honeywell Flour Mills PLC, one of Nigeria's biggest flour processing companies. we might not get what we need to, and there is likely going to be an increase in the price, Ogung added. The disruption can be felt as far away as Indonesia, where wheat is used to make noodles, bread, fried foods, and snacks. Ukraine was Indonesia's second largest wheat supplier last year, providing 26% of all wheat used in the country. Rising prices for noodles would hurt lower-income people, said Kasan Muri, who heads the Trade Ministry's research efforts. Ukraine supplies the EU with about 60% of its corn and nearly half of an important ingredient in the grains needed to feed cows and other animals. Russia is similarly a major supplier of fertilizer, wheat, and other grains. In Spain, the price of grain for animal feed rose 10% on the open market in the first 2 days of Russia's invasion. Officials there expect prices to rise further for both sunflower oil and grains if the fighting in Ukraine continues. The country is already feeling a grain shortage, even as it depends on imported grains to feed about 55 million pigs. I'm Brian Lynn.